Fond du Lac City Manager Joe Moore will join us on the next segment of the show. The Fond du Lac City Council meets tonight, and we'll get the latest on the city of Fond du Lac's response to the governor's new Safer at Home order that went into effect a little more than an hour ago. There are a handful of contested area races in the April 7th spring election. One is for Fond du Lac School Board. School Board candidate incumbent Mark Strand will join us on the program, and we'll get an update from Fond du Lac County Public Health Officer Kim Miller on the final segment of the show. Fond du Lac County Director of Communications and Emergency Management is asking residents to stop calling the dispatch center with questions regarding the orders issued by the governor. Bobby Hicken joins us on the program. Good morning, Bobby.
Good morning, Greg.
All right. So can you describe what it's been like for dispatchers over the last couple of days since the governor announced that he was going to be issuing the Safer at Home order?
Yes. As soon as the governor did issue the statement that those orders were going to be coming down, immediately after that, our dispatch center began getting a significant amount of calls from people asking questions, specific questions, if their business was going to be considered essential, what kind of what they needed to do to get a pass to drive around, which is an absolute fallacy, and just getting very frustrated that the dispatchers did not have answers for them. I was hoping that once the orders actually came through that it might lessen the calls and people would have the orders. That did not happen. I spoke with the dispatchers this morning and they actually were still receiving calls throughout the night of people calling, wanting information about the orders. And they are not only tying up dispatchers, they are tying up the resources, but some of them are taking out their frustrations on the dispatchers and they can't help. They are not the resource for determining those orders or who is essential or is not. And I just beg people to stop using our 911 system for this.
Right. Okay. So I just got off the phone with the assistant police chief. And first of all, for those who are listening, the police department is not going to pull you over if you are driving in town or if you're riding your bike or if you're walking. The order specifically says you can travel in the city, if you have to go to work, if your work is still open, or if you have to go to the grocery store, or if you have to do certain things, you can go out and you can exercise. They're not going to pull you over and ask where you're going. That's number one. You don't need a pass. Number two, if you're questioning whether your business is essential or non-essential, the governor's office made it very clear that you have to contact the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. That's the organization you have to contact. And I'm sure by now, businesses have already made those connections. So I would imagine these calls will start to tail off today and in the next couple of days.
I'm hoping so. The other concern that I have is the people that will now start calling that are saying people are driving around or this business is open and shouldn't be. And that second phase of this, that we really need to make sure that 911 is used for emergencies, for life-threatening emergencies. And we just cannot be having people having the dispatchers inundated with dealing with these types of calls at this point at all.
Right. One thing that will be interesting is now you don't know what goes on inside people's homes, but part of this order prohibits large gatherings of any kind. And that means like gathering parties outside, barbecues where there are large groups, that's not allowed anymore. And there may be people who see this happening in their neighborhood and they end up calling and complaining.
Yes. And I am going to be sitting down with the health department and the sheriff's office and, you know, finding out how that is to be enforced. And I'm not saying people should not call dispatch and, you know, should not report things. It's just be mindful of what you're reporting. Is this a factual situation? If you see that there is a large party going on next door at your neighbor's, that is obvious. But if you are analyzing whether a business is legitimately open or not, that's not a question for dispatch.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
That it is definitely something, and these orders are in place and people need to take them seriously, but they need to understand them and read them. It's a very large document. There are exceptions. There are, you know, you have to follow it along. But that is where, or go to, as you said, that website, DHS, you know, go to other sources rather than call the dispatcher and then be mad when they can't answer your question.
Right. The dispatch is not the source to call for your answers. Dispatchers relay information to law enforcement during emergency situations. They're not the resource.
Yes, they are there to help people in emergencies and get them the services that they need of police, fire, and EMS. They are not an information source. And I just want to stress that the dispatchers are human beings also, and they are going through the same stresses that all of us are as far as our new world that we live in. And they have to deal with people that are at their worst and are getting yelled at. And they do that every day and they do it well and they completely understand. But they have to be able to deal with those things and not just get beaten down by people because they aren't answering questions about orders.
Be kind to each other. All right. Bobbie Hicken.
Exactly.
Communications Director, Emergency Management Director for Fond du Lac County. Bobbie, great to have you on the program.
Thank you, Greg.